So today we're going to continue on in our study. We're in lesson 23 today. We're going to be again looking at man, that is the doctrine of man or the doctrine of humanity. We're going to call this part two, and we're going to be looking today at the fall of man. Now, in particular, I'd like you to recognize that when we talk about man, we've mentioned before in the first part, then man was created perfect, and it was the creation of God, first Adam and then Eve, and the reality was we were created in the image of God, not looking physically like God, but in the sense of having a moral likeness, a mental likeness, as well as a social likeness of God. Now, with all things, we recognize that we are no longer like that right now, so something happened, and that's where we come to the whole issue of what took place, and we know that as the fall of man. So the first thing I want you to notice is this. It is the fall of man that forever changed the destiny of men, or mankind, and our world. So whatever happened, which is recorded in the scripture, changed the entire destiny of our world. Now, you might be saying, well, what exactly took place? Well, if you're not familiar with the story, I'd like for you to consider what the scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 24. So let's look at this together. Here is what is recorded by Moses. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.' He said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?' The man said, 'The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field, and on your belly you shall go. Dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.' To the woman he said, 'I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. And to Adam he said, because you have not listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living things. And the Lord God made Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Then the Lord said, behold, man has become like one of us in knowing good and evil. Now lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. All right, so this is basically a story that we are familiar with, an account that we are familiar with, and that is how our world became corrupted, how humanity became corrupted, and we understand what's happening here. And so one of the things I want you to notice is that Satan in his deception used truth but twisted it to deceive them. What do you mean? Well, when you go back and he says, you shall surely not die, he understood that man was not just physical, but spiritual, a spirit, and that he would live forever. While his body may die, he won't necessarily die spiritually. Although I know that the scripture records in Revelation that the lake of fire is the second death. That is a spiritual death, a death of torment and hell. We also know the reality that he twisted everything for them and they latched onto that and sin. So here's a couple of things I want to point out about the fall of man that you and I need to be aware of. First of all, what I want you to see is that sin originated in the free act of Adam, not the temptation of Satan. A lot of times we think that temptation is the sin. Temptation is not the sin. The reality is that it is you acting upon the temptation that brings about sin. And so sin originated in the free act of Adam in the garden by taking the fruit and eating of it. And this is something that is mentioned in James chapter 1, when it talks about the whole issue of sin. And so if we focus in on James chapter 1, listen to what verse 13 says. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, becomes death. So there we see the progression, and it starts not with the temptation, but with the desire and the acting upon that desire. So sin here originated with the free act of Adam, not the temptation of Satan. You and I need to recognize that. Now, when we talk about the reality of the fall of man, we're going to spend the rest of our time, this is the second part I want you to see, we're going to spend the rest of our time talking about the immediate consequences of Adam's sin. The immediate consequences. And that's going to take place in several areas. So first of all, remember I told you that we were created in the likeness of God socially, meaning we were built for relationships, and especially the relationship with God. Well, what we're going to see is that the fall of man had an effect on the relation to God. The fall of man had an effect on the relation to God. Now, what do you mean? Well, before the fall, God and man were in fellowship with each other. You get very much the idea when you read through Genesis in those first three chapters that the Lord God met with Adam in the garden. He was used to having an intimate relationship with him. Now, with the fall, the fellowship between God and Adam was broken. There was a sense in which that relationship, which was innocent and perfect, now has been broken, and it's not the same anymore. And that is true even up until now, right now. Humanity is in a broken relationship with the Father, and the only way to establish that relationship is to come to faith in Christ for our salvation when that relationship is restored. Now, Adam and Eve had a sense of God's displeasure with them. They had a sense. Now, what do you mean? When you go back to the passage in Genesis chapter 3, you see that they begin to realize that they are naked. So therefore, they try to cover themselves and clothe themselves, and they think that that's going to affect their relationship with them. And so they had this sense, that's why they hid, that God was displeased with them. And I think if you think about that for you and I, when we sin, we know that the Lord is not happy with us, that he is displeased with us with regards to the issue of our sin. What I also want you to see here when we talk about the effect on the relation to God is that Adam and Eve knew that they had lost their standing with God. They knew that things were never going to be the same, and that whatever standing, especially because of that relationship, was over. It was not the same anymore. Now, that's the first area I want you to see. The relationship with God was immediately affected. Let's take a look at the next area, which is the effect on their nature. So when we talk about the impact of this sin, we see that it changed who they are as individuals, and it changed us. So when Adam and Eve were created by God, they were not only innocent, that is, not knowing any sin, but holy. They were separated unto him. They were holy. They were perfect. They had no sinful nature. Now, that's kind of hard for you and I to understand, because the reality is, for us, we know the reality of having a sinful nature because of the temptation that we go through, the desires of our own flesh. They didn't have a sinful nature. They weren't bent towards sin. With the fall, they had a sense of shame, degradation, and pollution. They didn't just weren't ashamed that they had sinned, but they had a sense that they were degraded as individuals now, and also that they were corrupted and polluted. With the fall, Adam, Eve, and their offspring would have a sin nature. In fact, this is what's reflected in Romans chapter 5, verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. So because of Adam's sin, we have all been made sinners. We are sinners. That's the reality. There's only one who was ever born who was not a sinner, and that was Jesus. That was Jesus. Now, we don't just see that there is an effect on their natures and where now they have a sin nature. We also see now that there was an effect on their bodies, physically. What do you mean by that? Well, the immediate effect on Adam and Eve was the reality that they would experience physical death. Now, for them, that would take place over a period of time. So we know that when Adam died, he was in his 900s. Now, most people today die in the 70s to 90s range. There are some who reach 100, but the reality is that in their age, they lived a very long time, but then they faced physical death. In fact, here's what 1 Corinthians 15:22 says. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. So the reality is all humanity, because we are the offspring of Adam, is going to die. And we understand that. We know that. Now, here's the other thing that you and I need to recognize, and that's this. That it didn't just change our bodies in the fact that we will face the reality of death. It changed our bodies with regards to illness. What do you mean? Humanity will also experience physical and mental illness. And that is recorded throughout the scripture, that we will be affected in the reality of our lives because we'll get sick and we'll have mental health issues. Now, there is one final immediate consequence of the fall. And we're going to see that in the effect on the environment. Now, I'm not talking about environment like in climate change or something. What I'm talking about is creation. So here's what I want you to see. Animal creation and the world suffered as a result of Adam's sin. The world changed and is facing the consequences of our sin. In fact, this is what Romans 8:21 says, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So the reality is that creation itself is suffering, is in bondage, and it's waiting for the day when Jesus will come back. Creation waits in turmoil for the coming day of redemption. And so this is what we're going to see now. We've seen the reality of the fall, and it's because of the free act of humanity. Then we see now the immediate effect on all of us. Perfection has been changed. Perfection has been corrupted. And we see that both in our relationship with the Lord. We see that in relationship to our world around us. We also see that with relationship to our nature. We now have a sin nature and the corruption of our bodies and the fact that we're going to die and that now we experience physical problems such as illness and mental illness. Now, next week, we're going to finish up our discussion in the doctrine of man, and we're going to talk about the consequences of the fact that we are corrupted right now. And so we're going to see that in the ongoing issues that we face and what the scripture teaches us and tells us about that. So that's what we're going to focus in on lesson 24.